We have company.
Yes, and we can see him so nicely.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Vision Health Month is underway, and Dr. Ritesh Patel is in the studio with us. First of all, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
My first and most basic and obvious question for you is this. If I go to see my optometrist, will I finally be able to hit the curveball?
I guess it depends on who's pitching.
if it's a Jay's pitcher, I probably have a good chance.
I was just about to say that without having to harm our listeners. You know,
so. Very good.
I want to get myself with my foot in my mouth here right off the bat. Right?
Yeah, you know what? But it's actually a great connection because you are the eye doctor to lots of sports stars, aren't you?
You know, I've been really fortunate to be able to work with the Cincinnati Bengals football team. We did that for a number of years mm-hmm. and be able to detect any sort of eye vision changes. And, you know, these athletes need to see at the top of the level, mm-hmm. right? If the ball is spinning a certain way to be able to hit a fastball or to be able to see how far a golf ball goes, you know, you need to be able to kind of hit that potential full on.
So, yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that because I've heard people say, like the great hitters in baseball say, that they can pick up the stitching on the baseball. I'm lucky if I can pick up the baseball.
Yeah. Well, did you hear that story about Steph Curry?
No.
So Steph Curry is probably the best shooter in our generation in basketball,
right.
And arguably the best team since, you know, Michael Jordan era. And it turns out he had an eye condition uh-huh. all these years, and literally in the last couple of months had his eyes examined, determined that he needed to wear contacts. And now his shooting percentage is up 10%. Now you're going from one of the best shooters of all time, if not the best shooter of all time, and tack on another 10% to that. So,
right.
You know, if you're trying to get to championship level, you know, whether it's, picking up a baseball, let alone trying to hit one, certainly getting your eyes examined, on a regular basis,
yeah.
super important.
Yeah.
And he's a young man, and so he might not have been thinking that there was any kind of issue, or those around him weren't thinking that. Whereas those of us who are 50 plus, like I'm running around with my reading glasses, and then when I get in the car, I'm putting on my distance glasses. At what point do you think, and I have an appointment with my optometrist coming up at the beginning of June, but at what point can I have all the glasses in one?
Oh man, it's all about lifestyle, right? So, you know, I have some of our patients, they just sit at a computer for 8 hours, that's simply all they do, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, those type of reading glasses work out fantastic. Whereas for a lot of our other patients, they're looking at the computer, they need to converse like we are, you know, 2 or 3 feet from each other, but then they also need to see a boardroom across the room and then also drive. And, you know, you could not have enough pairs of glasses to hit at every one of those distances.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where what's called a progressive comes in. So it's a matter of balancing lifestyle. And when that convenience comes in, even if you see perfectly far away, that on and off, when you look as young as you lovely ladies do.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You
are welcome back anytime, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's when you don't have to do that, right?
Right.
So it's kind of nice to be able to have that option, along with contact lenses that actually have the ability to see far away and up close, too. It's really amazing, the technology now.
Yeah, did you hear that headline?
Well, I know you get this a lot, probably. I would probably be a great candidate for contact lenses, except I can't wrap my head around the idea of sticking my own finger in my eye.
Yes. Certainly, it's one of those things that, our women listeners probably are more used to because they're used to things around their eyes, makeup, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, the very typical thing I'll hear from the other half would be is the fact that it's a bit more challenging, but I equate it to riding a bike. Right? The first few times you ride a bike, a little bit more difficult. And as you get to it, it just gets like second nature.
Okay.
So certainly
it would probably be like
options.
Riding a bike for me because it would be that feeling of falling off and hitting the crossbar once you slid off the seat. That's what I associate contact lenses with. But is it something that it gets easier?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It gets
right.
easier.
Okay.
For sure.
So like our annual physical, is this something we should do every year, every couple of years? I mean, aside from thinking I need to get my eyes checked because I can't see as well as I used to, what is the regular thing? I automatically go for a physical and I don't necessarily think about my eyes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We wake up. We see, we don't really think too much about it, right? So at the very least, we recommend every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, we'll recommend annually, right? And, you know, what you can do is if you have an optometrist, perfect. They should be in touch with you on an annual basis or biannual. Or you can find an optometrist at findaneyedoctor.ca and you'll certainly be able to, get in touch with somebody that'll determine how frequently you should see them.
That's awesome.
Dr.
Yeah.
Ritesh Patel, next time you come back, I have to ask you about my 9-month-old and how close I'm supposed to allow her to watch Elmo on the TV
Aww.
When that happens. But we'll save that for next time.
Okay.
Thanks for making time for us, man. Good
Absolutely.
To talk to you.
Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much. 16 after 9.